thank you, Nicholas, and good morning to everyone. Can only ask food to be removed today. I think there'll be peace in the house. Thank you, members, and morning, and welcome to the meeting. As you know that today we've got two items on the agenda. The AG bringing us all the old findings on the annual report of the department, and its entities later on we will continue the finalizing of the bill. I don't think there's a lot to do more than those amendments that members requested, then we can agree, and then I think that's it. I'm not sure whether a member fit with the agenda or not. I know we're from Brussels, so
On a point of order, Chairperson, I just want to mention this over the house that my mind was switched on since Monday morning very early.
Is it?
Yes.
I'm not sure about that. Thank you, members. As you all know that yesterday was a meeting, I believe, and I'm very disappointed that members were not here. I was in court. I was in court, so I did not come in as Christ donor. So I had to be there. So I understand that members are not there, and I'm not very happy with that because the meetings were long to schedule. I think that's what I will discuss when the other people are not here. But my name is Sanjay Sundusa, which is the of the community, those who don't know me. The Honourable Linda Moss, Honourable Mabunde, 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 Honourable to give up the 85 and put all the all the annual report of the department. I don't know, some members prefer to see that side or not, because they want to strain their neck. I'm the fortunate one, I've got someone to control me, unless you can't fight and they go with me. But that's why you see other members sitting there at the back. Then we can, I'll give up for two minutes, I
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to the members. With me today is Kutua. He's a manager in the at the bottom of Office Office, and I think he's responsible for the library and the top. So that he's field of course expertise in his portfolio. Just before we start, there's a couple of documents that we've issued. First of all, there's a presentation. If I look at the 26 in the December department, it becomes difficult if we don't have a presentation. So I've prepared a presentation that we will go through. And there's a dashboard. It's a lot of arrows and straight arrows, down arrows, downward arrows. We call this a dashboard. But the other portfolio committees, we've used this document to do the presentation. But as I say, with a few pages, it becomes a bit difficult. But it is easy reference. It's listing all the entities. You can exactly see where the movement is in terms of financial opinion, performance information, and compliance. Then we have a PC briefing document. It's quite a thick document. And this is really giving you much more information on the findings on the focus area, supply chain, predetermined objectives. So every entity that has a finding you'll find in India, we've given the recourse and we've given the recommendation. So we're not going to go into detail into this document, but I think it's helpful for you to have the detailed information. And then there's a two-page document, sorry, I don't have that one. That is just for the committee, and it would say, where should the committee focus going forward on supply chain, and what should be followed up? So that is just the document for future systems. If we go through the presentation, and we look at the portfolio, overall, there wasn't a lot of movement in the portfolio. We're still sitting, as we say, the stagnation. with 55% of entities being as financially unqualified without findings, 30 being clean and 15% being qualified. And maybe I'll just go back a step back and just repeat ourselves in terms of definitions. If you look at the clean, the green box, that is when we say our financial statement is a fair presentation. There's nothing wrong with the financial statement. There's no findings on compliance, and there's no findings on the sustainable objectives. So 30%, 8 of the entities are currently sitting in that block of being clean. Then we have financially unqualified without a finding. So that is where the financial statement is a fair presentation, but there's findings on either compliance or sustainable information. So they still have some findings that they need to address before they're clean. And then in terms of the qualification, the purple bar, that is where the set of financial statements that we present is not fairly presented. So there's findings and errors on the financial statements that we couldn't verify, we didn't get documentation, or the documentation that we received was not supporting what was discussed in the financial statements. I think the positive this year is, if you look at that, we'll see in 2011-12 and 2010-11, there was also a disclaimer. That was SARA. They fortunately moved up. They didn't have the qualification, but there is improvement. So they managed to get out of the disclaimer, and they currently qualify. The other positive news is that in terms of the ones that have been cleaned, there are four that are at a stage where they maintain their dean status. And that is Frieda Park, the KwaZulu-Natal Museum, the Kuli, and Playhouse Museum. So those four, they establish their processes, their controls, their daily monitoring, and they manage to keep that clean status. Then there are four that improve from unqualified or findings to clean, and those are Artscape, National Film and Video, the National Museum, and the War Museum. So they managed to resolve whatever findings they had last year and moving up into the clean space. So those are the eight that is discussed in the portfolio at the moment. Then, if we look at the qualifications, there's four entities with qualifications. Sarah, as I say, moved up. And then, Transport, the State Theatre was qualified previous years, they still qualified. And William Humphrey, unfortunately, this year regressed from being unqualified to qualify. And it was in terms of their property, plant and equipment where they had to capitalize certain of the assets and they didn't capitalize. And when it was raised, there wasn't time for it to correct it. So William Humphrey unfortunately regressed. That's bad news.
No. May I just ask a question, please?
No, you have to.
No, in connection with this presentation,
yes.
Just for clarity. The person just said, is that available, what she said now, in writing? Because I missed it, if we have it, otherwise you can use it on the PC briefing note.
Yes, Jay, but it's also in this PC briefing note. If you look at if you just look at the overview on
the... Yes, I just want, but just before we go further, exactly where are we in this?
In the briefing document.
Yes. Or is that not possible to show us? Is it scattered?
It's a bit scattered, but let me try and see where I am. If you open it on the first, on the second page, paragraph 1.3 is giving an overview. So there we're basically saying that the outcome is unchanged.
Okay. If I just clarify, why are there three columns?
We're comparing 3 years from 2010
to 2011.
So we're showing the improvement of
the thank you, Chairperson. That's not just for clarity, yeah.
Okay. So what I just said in terms of the movement is set out in this overview as well. We refer to the decisive leadership that resulted in the improvement for Artscape, National Film and Video, National Museum and War Museum, moving from financially unqualified to clean. Packoff improved from qualified to financially amplified, and then Sarah improved from a disclaimer to qualified. So that's what I'm saying. And then he says, as a result of lack of points, qualifications and skills, William Humphrey regressed from being clean, financially amplified with other findings, to being qualified. So there we give it more detail. And then, if I refer to paragraph 3.1, a couple of pages along the line, there is specifically on the qualification area, where we say Funkel, Sarah, Spencer, and William Hunter as the qualification. Theater and Sarah and Pankowski, it's a big qualification. As I say, Sarah were able to revoke some of their qualifications to get out of the disclaimer. But for Pankow and State Theater, it remains the same. For Pankow, I mean, we still, the board hasn't been appointed as yet. And leadership instability is really playing a big part at Pankow. And they need the leadership. At the moment, they still have the caretaker CEO. So, in our view, as soon as there's stability in leadership that can set the tone, that can set the guidance, Pankow will be able to move forward. The CEO position has been filled at Pankow during the year. And then at State Theatre, leadership is there. Our main finding and root cause at State Theatre at the moment is we say there's a lack of skill, inadequate skill, policies and procedures at the State Theatre to have the controls, to have the processes throughout the year so that they can accurately report at year end when they need to submit financial statements. So that is for State Theatre. If I then move on, when we do the audit, there are six specific focus areas that we focus on during our audit and that we report on. The focus areas, just after the qualifications, you'll see the first one is predetermined objectives, and then it goes on with the detail there. Okay, if we look at this picture, we see that except for financial health, supply chain and quality of performance information regressed, and then human resources, the quality of financial statements, and IT remains the same. Supply chain management, we see that 52% of the entities had non-compliance findings on the finance, on the audit report. And that ranged from not adhering to processes, not getting quotations when it's less than 500,000, not going on a tender when it's more than 500,000, not having tax clearance certificates when it's necessary, not declaring interest. So it's a range of findings, and if we look, it's 14 of the auditees, 30 entities, and unfortunately the department was also included and also had non-compliance funding on supply chain. And then Sarah and William Humphrey had findings, but it wasn't in the audit report. So that's why if you look at that circle and the supply chain, 52% was included where there were findings in the audit report. 11%, and that is Sarah and William Humphrey, had findings, but it wasn't so material that it had to be reported in the audit report. And then only 37 that had no supply chain management findings. And obviously this directly linked to the irregular expenditure, and the irregular expenditure that's reported in the financial statements. If we look at the quality of performance information, the performance report, there was a regression. If I remember correctly, last year we were actually saying the portfolio is doing well in terms of performance information, and there was a steady improvement. This year, unfortunately, we've seen a reduction, and there were six additional entities that received findings that didn't have findings last year. And those six are the TSOM, National Art Council, FACOS, the Library for the Blind, William Humphrey, and Wendy Brown. So they didn't have findings last year, and this year they have. And relating to targeting specific, measurable, time-bound, and also then supporting documentation. For us as auditors being able to support what has been reported in the annual report. Human resources. The portfolio is doing well in terms of human resources, with 89% of the entities not having any findings on human resources. 4%, that is unfortunately only the department, and it is a result of the vacancies. As we know, the CFO position has been vacant for quite some time, and in terms of the CFA regulations, vacancy must be filled within 12 months, and acting positions should also not continue longer than 12 months, and this wasn't the case at the department. And then there was 3 entities, Nelson Mandela, Council of Mpako, who had findings, that was the 7% in the yellow plot, but it was not significant enough to increase in the audit report. If we look at the quality of financial statements, and I think this is one of the biggest challenges besides the supply chain for this portfolio, where 48% of the entities had to make material corrections to financial statements to prevent qualification. So it's 14 out of the 27 that had to go back and make corrections to prevent qualification. There's various factors contributing to this. As I say, at State Theatre, we specifically identified yours. But a lot of the entities are very small, so they have one or two people. So it's difficult for the monitoring and the review and checking and having all the checks and balances in place that you have as a bigger entity or department. But what we've proposed to the department is that they should have almost like peer reviews across entities, across 8 entities that have a clean status, where they're skills, where they have the controls in place, where they have the policies in place. And maybe they should have like peer reviews or assistance from those or from the department. The department can appoint a CFO to give guidance to those smaller entities. We always talk about the shared services to help these entities to get out of not being able to submit quality financial statements. And then when we look at the information technology, there was only 8 entities, including the department where there was an order done. So there was 1 that didn't have findings, and then there was 7 that had material findings in terms of the systems. It basically links to the access control, cost control, the disaster recovery plan. So it's the protection of the information where we had findings. So as I said, for the arts portfolio, 7 out of the 8 that was audited had findings. And then financial health, that is where we look whether the entities can continue for the next 12 months with their business, with any concerns in terms of getting debtors, paying the accounts that they need to pay. We found, and it was reported for Consult, National Library and Amazon, that is a possible going concern that was only included as an emphasis matter, where the expenditure and where they've incurred the net loss. And then also at PACOS, the concern was raised that this wasn't included in the audit report. So for financial health, funnel, library and results. If we look at the drivers for key controls, what we usually say is that if these controls are in place, the entity should be able to be unqualified and clean. And the 3 areas, we look at leadership, and that is really the tone that's being set by the leadership, the urgency by the leadership to make sure that the staff adhere to comply to laws and regulations, to make sure that there's consequences when they don't adhere to the laws and regulations. Then we have the financial performance management controls, and that is really the day-to-day controls, the checks and balances. Making sure that payments are done, that it's supported by supporting evidence, that it's signed on the right level, that there's monitoring, that there's review. And if that is in place, the entity should be able to submit quality financial statements. But as we've seen with the quality financial statements, for this one there's also been a regression in terms of the control that was in place. And then the last key control area that's focused on is governance. And that is the audit committees and the internal audit. That one stays the same with 75% of the entities where we said they do have sufficient, they do have audit committees in place, they do have internal audit, and 75% do not find us. If we look at the root causes in the portfolio, and I did mention it as we went on. First one is lack of competency, lack of skill in some of the entities. Then consequences, a lack of consequences. Because if you look at the first picture and you look at that nation, if I keep on doing what I'm doing in Iran and nobody makes me aware of it, or I'm not being held accountable for it, there's no reason for me to improve. So lack of consequences is a main root cause for not moving forward. And then instability or vacancy, that also leads to leadership. If you look at a council, for instance, where there's leadership vacancies and instability, that affects the performance going down to the lower level staff. And then I'll hand over for questions, Jane.
Thank you, Chairperson. Sorry, this is just a repeating of what you said. Thank you for as always, the thorough preparation from your department side. If we look overall then to this Department of Arts and Culture, nevertheless, we know about all the problems we had in SARA and the interventions in Bonsal. But from your financial point of view, can you see more stability and progress moving into a direction from this department? Then I include all the entities. So just a generalization of what I ask. So if someone asks me, say this with governance and this, just a short answer, I would be very glad. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members?
Thank you. Chair, maybe it is the wrong person or the wrong group to address, but to me it is very annoying that just about all the root causes for non-performance is inadequate consequences or ineffective leadership or lack of skill. I can't believe, Chair, that it can be all over the same root causes. Why are there not consequences for people not performing? I think we should have Mr. Kawa here today. It's wrong to ask the auditors that question, but it's really annoying. Thank you.
I think there is senior management from the department at the end of the year. Yes, he has the monitoring evolution. I think that's a part of the issue that we always ask. I think the same issue goes, I'll also raise the same question to say that I don't understand that, more than 50% of the lack of consequences is causing the problem. Because people get out of the matter, they know that nothing is going to be done with them. You know, I think that's one of the challenges that we have. But also the instability of vacancies, I think it's one of the major issues that we are having. And I think the portfolio committee will be raising this issue of board, will be raising this issue of vacant posts, CEOs and all that. And just for your information, we are finished with the consult board. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will start interviews with some just to submit it to the house so that the links can be adopted. And we were very clear about the mandate. And we were very clear that for the CEO, a caretaker CEO that applied for the board, we said if he makes it, he must immediately resign, and then immediately CEO puts him here. I was just giving you information based on that, because that was our own responsibility as well. You said something about tax costs. I just want to understand, do they improve or they are still on the same? I'm trying sometimes adults can be very confusing in time and look at them. Did they improve or are they still worse, you know? Okay. And I just want to ask on the department now, what assistance do you provide to these entities? Because you can't have the same institutions having the same audit outcomes. You know, what assistance are you bringing? You know, because at the end of the day, that is public money, taxpayer money. It's money that belongs to the people of South Africa. So each time we have the same issue over and over again. You know, there must be an improvement but what assistance to provide, what monitoring tools as a government are bringing to the financial institutions as well. Because I mean, I'm looking at the tone, it has gone down. I'm looking at the different descriptions, metrics, you know. I have a challenge. But also, does LG also comment punishable officer? Because you see, that's what I was trying to think of because I remember when you had your meeting with the AG last year, when Terrence was still there. Just some of the issues were raising, you said that you can't come to other chairs of committees and then say that what are you recommending, you know? Because if you cannot recommend this, there's nothing we definitely be done, you know? But then I think those are questions that I should, there are definitely questions and my comments, because at this last, at this root causes, you know, if you see key officials lack appropriate competences, then what are you saying? That means, are you saying that we are hiring incompetent people? You know, because really if you are competent, I'm not saying this will not be happening, no, but there can be those little elements that can contribute. 8% is a lot, you know. So then we are saying then the people that we have, they are not competent enough, you know, on management. That's what basically it says, you know, at the end of the day. I don't know, maybe someone can differ with me, but I think that's one of the issues that I can raise. Is there any other member? Honorable Moss? Any other member? Honorable Sandberg? Any other member? Okay, Honorable
Moss? Jay, I have to make this a comment. The Constitution of South Africa is very clear. And there is also policies and legislation that are actually put in place to proceed and people not go out of it. For the last 3 years, that I'm going to support for the committee, not just some of the entities improve, some of them is no willingness. And we still have to say that it's about leadership. But what are we doing? Yes, Pentham is one of the ones we address. The other one takes 2 months. But we can't just jump because we want to complete the process. We must do it properly because history requires us that we must do proper processes so that we can put leadership who can do the work. Because Pentham was really leading for a long time. And I mean, there's so simple things according in the report of the office, the report of the office. I mean, unauthorized expenditure. How can you find things out and it's not authorized? In my house, if I have a budget, I can't actually spend stuff on my money on something else. And I was saying in my budget, this one, this is the thing that I will pay or will buy. And according to the supply chain and also the PSNA, it's clear. So I was really thinking, what is the proposal that you make to the department or to those entities who are still doing this business as usual? Who can take a meeting with Captain Spartan Board and Tom Gusty's board of work and come? And some people are getting away with this. I mean, for 3 or 4 years, yeah, it's not about buyers. We must really add what the legislation is saying. Only issue of late payment of vehicles. Every year the president is saying, you must pay your clients in 30 days. But yet Pensers here can't even pay them the vehicle's license. I mean, it's administrative things. It's supposed to be happening, and I hope the department has this thing. You say every time the department must assist this entity, the department must assist this and this and this. But it's still 3 years down the line, and you still have the findings on those institutions. I'm really a little bit disappointed in, I don't know what made this at William Arms, please. Was your findings. Because when we do the oversight day, it was clean. There was two, three gentlemen who follow us to tell us, who are these men? Because of the way they are, security measures in place. I can't understand this thing. I mean, on the SSS, they are protected on the SSS. Because if you talk about DVDs and stuff, they're supposed to be, it's supposed to be on the SSS. Or is there some shortcoming of, not leadership, the skilled people who can do that properly the job? Because you can say we have an effort policy or whatever. If you don't have the right skilled person to do that job, then you only come up. Okay. So that is really, really my concern. The other one, Chairperson, I saw the paper. It is 2010-2011, 2011-2012, 2012-2013, those entities, even the Department of Agriculture included, the names are unqualified with other matters. What is this other matter mean? So that we as the members of this portfolio committee can be understand the term of other matters. What is the other matters about? Not only the department, it's also other, like your landscape, your Afrikaans language, whatever monument, the Museum of South Africa, the Museum of South Africa, in those, it's because we don't know what is the other matters, because it look consistent for the last 3 years, is the same. Other meters. How can you do other things? What you in Chairperson, I know some of the people are supposed to be maybe people, but I think it will also assist us when we have a meeting with the department when we're dealing with those things. Chairperson, the other thing is about the entities. Like your pension, they say they have a turnaround strategy. Where is the turnaround strategy? If they still look, did they implement this turnaround strategy? This honorable member, I don't like that turnaround strategy. But if those things look like this, well, what does this turnaround strategy mean? The turnaround strategy means they must become progress. All these things what the AG is talking about. So then it seems they are not implementing those things what they were saying to the portfolio committee. And same as the department. So otherwise the chairperson is a wasting of time and you're wasting of taxpayers' money. Really seriously. I want to stress this thing. Whenever a person comes, even you as the chair come and say, I want people to do ABC. And you know it's not in your turnaround study or it's not in your plan. Why did you implement it? And I think it's where the heads come. Whenever you are a politician, if the politician or the head come to you and saying you must do A, B, and C. And you know, according your the policy and according your plan, you can't go off that. Then we can just finish.
Thank you very much.
Maybe I speak to the, but I think I want to
raise
those. Yeah.
Okay, Chief. Thank you. Thank you, Chief. Maybe for one other technical reason, I spoke to Johnny. I haven't received the, I've received a bulk of annual reports and all the different entities, but I was looking yesterday and this morning for the department's annual report that I couldn't find. So maybe I'm asking a question that is already answered inside the annual report. If you can help me, you know this whole thing with the with money on being spent or not spent on a festival and so forth. The National Youth Development Agency was involved, but I don't want to focus on that. Can you
possibly give me amount of how much money being spent on national days in the department, for instance, concerts, etc., etc., because it was raised in this committee. I think it was Honourable Moss, or I think the Honourable Chairperson raised it, that a lot of the times huge sums of money are being spent on maybe overseas artists, and the money is not necessarily going to the development of South African artists and giving them the big stages and everything. If you can help me that with that, I will be very glad. Then another thing, you know, over the past week, since all the departments started with their annual reports, it was interesting last night when I watched the television, there was a big compliment of the South African police force being attending this annual report, and I've seen you on television making some statements, Corneille. And now my question is, are we wasting our time, and I want to link up with Honourable Moss, are we wasting our time? I'm going to tell you, we are wasting our time as members of Parliament sitting around the table and discussing the annual report of a very important national department, arts and culture. The minister, nor the deputy minister, nor the AG. I'm not turning the other officials down and say you are not important in the department. Please don't see it in that light. But they're not showing enough interest in this department. How many times we said, and I want to put it in record, you know, it's unthinkable that the leader of a department, the political and the administrative head, is not present when a very important report is being processed and discussed, the wrongs and the rights of that department. So they're not showing support. And I think in this manner they don't show respect to the taxpayer of South Africa. I know the executive has a lot of things to do, and they must do a lot of things. I'm not sure what the jobs is all about. But one instance per year, it's not negotiable that they must be here. And also what Honourable Moss referred to, I just wanted to read the South African State Theatre. Goods and services were procured without inviting at least 3 written price quotations. A contract was extended without approval. Goods were not procured from the supplier with the highest content. So we can carry on and we can carry on. And on this briefing note, if you look at financial instrument, you know, expenditure, irregular expenditure, is up. But we just take, irregular expenditure, the Auditor General's office pointed that out. So what? This year, irregular expenditure. It's like walking in the park. You can do it because you can. So I'm very concerned about this. And there's one thing I will ever remember my time in Parliament. And that is turnaround strategies. And the words I also heard this morning in the police report of yesterday. We are busy with to establish a structure. Look back since 2010, everyone is busy with the structuring of something to look after this or that. But you never hear it has been done and the problem has been rectified. So this will be carried over to the next parliament, and this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm saying to myself, I've wasted 4 years of my life sitting here and trying to bring something from my side to make a better South Africa for the people after me. But I'm very disillusioned at this stage, I must tell you, Chairperson. I'm not screaming at you or the department or other officials. that's a general concern, and I'm sure I'm talking, and a lot of the other colleagues will agree with me on this point. It's a sad, sad, sad day. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Just the last one from my side. If we look at the organizational structure of the Department of Arts and Culture, then we see, and I think you also mentioned the vacancies, we see that of the 246 DDG posts, 4 of them are vacant. And if that is still the case, I think it's no wonder that there is a lack of leadership in there.
Thank you. Any other member? I think one question I must also ask here, and also ask this department, and Dr. Chogun, as an NMNE, looking at the port, when I read it, mostly it's what Corneille raised about inadequate consequences, and ineffective leadership. I'm really concerned. I know we've been, Nick, exactly what I feel. I mean, we've been here for, it's my 6 year. I've been reading the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Ineffective leadership, inadequate consequences. I mean, if you read the whole report, that's one. Everything knows. It's the same thing over and over and over and over. And with what we have just said is, on the issue of issue not turned up easy about 500,000, it's been happening. And no consequences have been taken. So I think I have a problem with that. Then there's another language of accounting, what do you call it, deletion. Hey, if people can say deletion, back to it, you know. I think I have a challenge even in the department. Are deletion caused by lack of planning, or is there another way of collapsing? Those are not the best word I can use. Before.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't be having... I worked in a department, and why I'm asking that is because I know each time there's deviation, it's either there was no planning, it's an event that has been decided overnight, and I used to say, this is corruption. Okay? That's why I was safe to be brought to the question about things. Because I couldn't understand the term of deviation from issuing it, especially when it comes to this event. You know, either event, then you must know that those deviations are coming. I'm not sure how can we uproot those deviation issues. I'm not saying that there can't be emergency situations. No, I'm not saying that. There are those emergency situations who find that something very... I'm really concerned the whole, what was innovative leadership, you know? And somewhere in Nelson Mandela, they're saying in Asham Jilian, that the management must improve recruitment processes, you know? And then you ask yourself, why does it, the department even work? We've been running this issue of the department of human possession. And then you say, funded, but I don't understand, we as members of parliament, we come here, the department presents the budget, we support it, you know, because our whole aim is to ensure that South African people, then at the end of the day, you have statement like, funded vacant posts are not filled within 12 months. Then that is wasteful expenditure. Accountants will agree, will not agree with me, not agree. So it is because we have approved it, you know. And what's the thing that you can stand about us as well as politicians? He said that sometimes we go to this and we do this and we so what I'm saying, Barina, that's COVID. Okay. Well, what I'm saying at the end of the day, it also sends a wrong message about us as politicians. When we approve, then this thing is not done. Then we go the other year, we still approve the same things again. Then it sends a wrong message about us as well that we continue, you know. Okay. I mean, if the government can have a party that I'm not sure if page, but not page, but 4.5, what is it, 4.5, on IT control. I'm on this one, this big one. They're not pages, but it's, I'm at 4.5, for it's called the Information and Technology Control. And there's a claim, Mickey.
No, it says 4.?
5.
4.5, oh, now it's 4.1, and I'm turning 4.2, it's like, still a long way to go. Information technology control.
Yes.
That's the place.
I'm just raising this to say that, I mean, you've got the, you have the own department. The department is owned. It has got so many deficiencies, you know. There's no evidence that the SLA between the department of Northern was being monitored. What do you call them? You know, really. Now we're speaking about the department. We're not on entities anymore. They're all the department that must be leading and be exemplar of this issue. You know, there's no evidence that training, there was no evidence that training would provide to IT personnel during the year under review. Then, did you get it? I'm raising such issues because now if the department is failing, that means if the department is failing to meet this objective, then how do you blame the entity? I mean, the, you know, key positions within IT were established but vacant. What does it tell us? You know, about the department is its own. I'm raising these issues because these are the issues that we've been raising. I've been saying, I've been saying, these are the issues. I'm not sure whether are people not patriotic or they don't take their work seriously. Because if you're patriotic in a country, these are some of the things that you cannot do, you know. Unless you say I'm coming to work and then end the salary and then get out. Because if really, if you are really a patriotic, let's say, as we love the country, uphold the flag, the 2% is the last person to be having such issues. So, I'm always like, when you come here, because we don't get the truth from the department. These are the questions we do not ask. The only time we get the real truth is when we know that the annual report is coming. I like the BRL process because now the truth is coming out, you know, on some of these issues. Yes? Now, the nice part is that we've been given a portal mandate to release statements to the media on anything that we see. These are some of the things that I'm going to release, you know, and I'm not fighting with anyone for this time. Can we go this one? I don't know whether it's right there. Yeah. Maybe it's a question that I will ask both again, the AG, and it's a question that I asked earlier on the issue of other services. You have, what is this, African now down here, is it one? I just want to check that, you find that they were complaining to us and say, when we ask, why do they always be qualified? They say it's one issue. They said it's one, I don't know. Now, wondering how does the AG now assist on that one? Because they say it's one issue, and I don't know. Remember, they were raising the after town in the 7th house. They were raising that he would not know the AG is disqualifying us on one issue. So I'm not sure in all these years, how have you met them, how to improve, whatever that is giving their qualification, because that's where we had an issue as well. And these ones, I think that's the only one that I'm concerned about. Even this William Humphrey, were they aware before or they were not aware? I know you tried to explain it to say that they were late already when the audit was already done. Because I'm asking this, it's some of these little museums that do very, very well, you know. I don't know, maybe you need a workshop with the department, because it seems, I mean, any playhouse is doing very well, you know. What is another one? The Luthuli or the KwaZulu-Natal? That has been doing very well. Luthuli, Bonwell, Playhouse, Unai, KZN, the KwaZulu-Natal Museum. Even doing well. What makes this other place? Well, I know you've given us the reasons, but I really don't understand, because there's always a change of leadership. I'm not sure how to do this. I think I've raised my concerns as well, but also raised questions and in the email. Thank you.
any other member who is boiling to say anything? Or a Mabunda? From Chikala, what's wrong today? Then I can give over to that department and agent.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's mine is it's just an emphasizing on the issues raised. Usually I remember last time when we met with the Consul General, are you still protecting me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that
side position. Yeah, especially when you sit next to Nikki, you need to be patient enough. Otherwise, you can run out of conflict. Okay, right. Mine is just, I just want to emphasize on what already been said. Much as the last time when we met, they've indicated there are some, you know, kind of root causes on those kind of results, the findings by the audit. And then they made the recommendations, especially to institution or to the department. And they indicate the matter of emphasis to all the entities and even to the departments, of course. And especially in the non-compliance in terms of the financial, you know, conduct. But year after year, they will do the same as audit. The findings are the same, and officials who are sitting in the critical position are making these kind of things are still there. The very same group of people. I remember last time we tried to ask a question. What is it that after making this kind of recommendation, the Auditor General is doing thereafter? Because there are, you know, repeatedly kind of things that may even the entities receive, maybe disclaimers or qualified reports. But it's very, very little where we find there is an improvement. So, for instance, today when you talk about the root causes that needed to be addressed, this root causes has been there for a long time, but nothing is being done, and we are still talking about it. Maybe one is tempted also to ask, might be a silly question, but it's related to something that concerns us as citizens. But the Auditor General may be sitting with the DGs of all the departments, CEOs of all the entities and so on and so on, and indicate exactly what is their findings and what is it that they expect to do. Because if we are still talking about the instability in the leadership and the ineffectiveness of the leadership in whatever institution, that means we are encouraging them to be there, because we are just going to write down that what we find is that there is no stability in this leadership and there is no effectiveness of this. Because if we talk about it, we are saying we have seen it that is deserving. Where are the consequences? Because we can't just talk about the bad thing without indicating what is going to happen thereafter. So I think this is a clear concern that we will keep on talking about what is happening within the departments, what is happening within the institutions. Even if the DG can be here or the minister could be here, we'll read the same thing on the same page and what are the findings thereafter. And if there is no effectiveness in terms of the consequences thereafter, then I'll concur with my colleague here who said it will, even in the next parliament, they're still talking about the very same thing because there will be no, no improvement.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson of this, this place again, on this document again, there is the page 4. I don't know if I'm going to go because I go up and down. On the east of the Guinea Brow Theatre, there is the target not achieved is 92%. I mean, the 92% of what to be achieved, 92% of not achieved, but 92% of 100, so only 8% did they achieve. What did they do with the money? It's a disgrace. And in the peninsula year, how many months have we been in the peninsula year? 12 months. And it's maybe they come Christmas out for those days out. But I mean, that's totally, I don't know what is your findings in this. When they report why they're not spending that 92%, and what was spent on the 8%. I mean, for me, it's really, really unacceptable. Otherwise, say, you know, Chair, you always think we must pass this budget. Now, if people, even, you can go even in the department, 45%. 45%. But when they give us a report, then they say they don't have funding. Funding is finished. And when you look at this, there's something else makes you said we can see here today. So, Chairperson, I was really saying, if the department is giving money to entities who can't perform, what about those we raised in the committee? Who really want to deliver to the people of South Africa, but they're not getting the bite what they want. So, thank you, Donald, maybe you must first ask, did you people also make the recommendation that you see where they can maybe, I don't know, is it, oh, say, is it this part of the process, rather the review process, where you say you can rather take this money off? Is it allowed to say this money or this percentage can be spent in the but I mean will that spending be a rollover if there was no spending the 92% of the 45%? Will that be a rollover? Otherwise we pass budgets. That will say to pass buckets. I mean, it is not fair to the people of South Africa who are in that industry or who have the interest in that, and people are not getting it so they're supposed to get it. We say all we must create jobs and leave poverty. While 92% is not be spent, how many jobs can you create out of that 92%? I mean, you talk about we talk about a theater. How many of you we have that oomph to do things for himself in that industry who are not getting that support, one or plus. Even those who are graduate, who are in that type of line of industry. So for me, really, Jayperson, I want to express that. But I don't know, I express to maybe to budget. You are also the people who can make the recommendations to those people according to your findings. Chairperson, thank you very much.
Thank you. I don't know who wants to go first, department or agent? Or anyone can go first? Okay.
Thank you, Chair. The department will add on in terms of their responsibility and plans. The first question was in terms of just looking at the portfolio and whether there is stability. And I was sitting here and I was thinking there's almost stability in being stagnant, if that makes sense. If you look at HR vacancies, there's not really entities with high number of CFO star vacancies. So the people are there, but there is 50% that has material corrections to financial statements. There's almost 50% that have supply chain management findings. So it comes back to me to say, the people are there, they either don't have the skill or they're not trained. And then going back to say, in terms of the recommendations, we say, start looking at the training, start looking at the sector, and share where there is strong skills, so that they can bring the training down to the other entities. I know the department started with like a CFO firm for the art sector, and that is where the knowledge is shared in terms of supply chain. I mean, as we said, it's simple things in terms of supply chain that's not been done. Delegation is not on the right performance level. The process of preferential procurement system, the process to follow when you do tenders and quotations. That is things that can be shared within the portfolio. There's an additional lack of skills or additional training that requires. I mean, Treasury, I know, they can also, in terms of training on supply chain. So for me, it's not the people that's not there. It's either the skill or the understanding. And then as soon as understanding is there, we need to start looking at the performance management system. Staff should have clear roles and responsibilities. They should know what is expected of them. They should have a performance contract. And then if they don't deliver in terms of that performance contract, they should be held accountable on what they've agreed to deliver.
Shouldn't it be lack of consequences?
Yeah. Because at the moment, I mean, performance contracts aren't generally in place. Or it is there, but not being monitored. Not being measured. Performance is not being measured against that. So that is the recommendation that we consistently make, is enhance the performance management system. Make sure that staff sign their performance agreement. I mean, if I can use, for us for instance, every staff member, up to the lowest level, has a performance agreement. And they are being measured against that performance agreement. So there's not a level to say it's only senior managers that can and should have performance agreements. Because that's what we need to change the culture of performing at a certain level, being held accountable, when bonuses be paid out, I mean, there's a contract that it can be measured against. There's a performance agreement that it can be measured against. There was a question in terms of PACOS. PACOS improved in terms of their opinion. They were previously qualified, currently they're financially unqualified. They remain stagnant in terms of compliance, and they still have findings on supply chain and material corrections to financial statements. And they've actually regressed in terms of the performance information. And if I can just go into the detail, what we're saying there is that they couldn't provide corroborating evidence on major variances reported on. They've made in-year changes to their performance plan, and the reliability of information could not be verified. So that's back off. Improved in terms of financial statement, compliance remains the same, but they regressed in terms of performance information. Then, the consequences and the HS role in terms of the consequences. We make recommendations in terms of corrective action going forward. And that is the recommendation to say, have performance agreements in place and measure against that. But we cannot recommend and say, fire this person or fine this person or demote this person. That's not our role. We can't make recommendations like that. That is up to the leadership. And if we want to see change, and the question was also asked to say, what does the AG do after we make this recommendation? We don't implement those consequences. We only follow up and say, did the department or the entity do anything about these recommendations? Did they enhance their controls? Did they implement performance agreements? So it's up to the leadership in the department to effect change. If they're not going to make the change, we're going to report it again the next year. There was a question again in terms of team and what does the other matters mean. And I've opened this dashboard that we have. Artscape is clean, so that one is clean. So that means they don't have any findings on financial statements, they don't have any compliance findings, they don't have any findings on performance information. Compared to the department that is financially unqualified, the financial statements is fine, but they don't have compliance findings, they have findings on performance information. The compliance findings are specific in terms of supply chain and HR. And then the performance information, for them we said that significantly important target, we misstated, and that 45% of the targets were not achieved. That was the findings in terms of performance information. So if you read it like this, you can see where the other matter is. It's either than compliance or performance information, or both of them. Money spent on National Day, unfortunately I don't have that information. Maybe the department will be in a position to have that, to provide it. The Afrikaans Taal Museum, they've actually been unqualified since 2011-12. So it's now the second year that they're financially unqualified. So the whole revenue and donation qualification has been resolved. So that is not the finding. The product you've referred to, that is still in front of you there, that's the key controls, where we say they still lack certain key controls to sustain this unqualified. But they have actually managed to resolve the qualification. And that has been done with intervention from our team. There was a lot of engagement and discussions between Taal Museum and the auditors. In terms of Windebrow, the 92%, I think the first point of clarity is that if we look at the 92% and where we say targets not achieved, it includes partially achieved as well. So unfortunately I don't have the split, but that is how we report it. So it is not achieved and partially achieved. I also don't know if they do have some savings. I'm not sure whether they have savings and whether they've spent everything. But important for Windebrow is there was a lot of leadership instability. I mean, the CEO was suspended, the CFO, I think, was suspended. They contested that, went back, they kept information off-site. We struggled to get information during the years, and there was a lot of, there was conflict between the board and the CEO.
Chairperson, I just want to say, she's not sure if there was a savings. Well, but on the issue of report, must be reflected in the report, in the annual report. Otherwise, I don't want to bother you. When I received it, because I just got it to send a letter to say that we must receive the reports of all the entities in the museums and department, so that we can prepare ourselves for the annual report.
Yes, Chairperson, that information will be part of the financial statement. And then the other thing is the entities don't ask for rollover. Sorry, they do. They must ask Treasury for rollover for funds that they don't use. So they can go through that process. But important for Windebrow, if we look at the findings, is we said that 100% of the reported information were inconsistent to the plan that was approved. So they went during the year and they've changed targets. And that could also result in this a high percentage not being achieved, because when we did the audit, we've audited against the approved plan. They then changed the indicators, changed what they were focusing on, and obviously we couldn't accept that as achieving target. So we must just keep that in mind as well. Okay, then I'll hand over to the department to talk about the vacancies, EDG levels.
Thanks, Chair. I think again, this is an audit report for the 2012-13 financial year, and I think we need to remind the committee about that. And I have no explanation, because I mean we did come to the committee and say that we have these vacancies, and that we're in the process of filling the vacancies. But now I can report that Monica, the new DDG, who's just joined us in the department, so one vacancy filled. We have Ms. Marcia Ochaneri, who's also joined the department. That's another vacancy that has been filled. the corporate services vacancy just happened towards the end of the year because Mr. Aduza had to leave the department. So we have those situations that we have to sort of manage. So we have only about two vacancies at the DDG level, one due to resignation and the other one is the CFO position, which has been vacant for a long time. So I think efforts are being made to actually fill those vacancies, and we do have people who have actually occupied those positions right now. CFO, yes, has been vacant for a very long time. I'm just going to take on to the windy flow issue. I think the department has actually put in plans to try and correct the situation. Connie is right in saying that there is a lot of instability there. And the council and management and CFO and CEO now have been suspended. And the case was referred to the CCMA. And I think it has been postponed. So that case is still ongoing. But again, it was because of that instability and the energies and the focus within the institutions were focused on the infighting between council and the executive. And that's why you see the poor performance. So we had to act speedily there to try and make sure that we correct the situation. And I think when we come back tomorrow, next week as a department, we will shed more light into what other interventions we're making in that institution, because they have not yet been sort of approved. We've recommended that I don't want to make that statement here until the process is finalized within the department. But I think we've actually taken drastic measures to make sure that we bring that institution back to the state that it would ideally be in. If we look, colleagues, at the institutions that got a qualification, we have Pencil. The major issue there, I think, is the issue of leadership. We didn't have council there for almost a year now. And it's a process that has dragged for a long time. So I think, and also we have an interim CEO. When you have an interim measure in the place, you wouldn't expect that it will be a stable sort of organization. So I think we are acknowledging those aspects, and we need to expedite the issue of appointing that council to make sure that now we bring back the stability in that organization, because that's the sort of structure that will sort of provide that strategic leadership. Sarah, we were talking about the vacancies in institutions, and Cornet is right in saying that most of the institutions have all the right the personnel. We have appointed all the, they have the CFOs and so forth and so forth. But I think looking deeper into the situation of institutions, you might find that it's not because the lack of skills in those institutions. Sara is one case in point, and Windy Bro is one case in point, where you actually find that, you know, it becomes the council that actually destabilizes the institution instead of the management. You know, they have to take instructions at times, which instructions are not the right instructions to be followed. So I think that the number of issues that we have to deal with, and that's why when we had to sort of turn around the situation, Sarah, we had to deal with those kind of issues. So I think when we look at those issues and trying to come up with recommendations. I think the point that I was making is that when we actually try to make recommendations, I think we need to look at the number of issues. Yes, it might be an issue of skills. We're not saying that that's not the case. But I'm just looking at these institutions that, you know, at Pencil, for example, we have an issue of leadership, which has been vacant for a while. Sara, we had issues with the councils, always at loggerheads with management, and basically the focus was not on the mandate that they were actually supposed to be getting. The South African State Theatre, same situation, where council is now fighting amongst themselves, and the energies and the efforts are actually directed at that, instead of focusing on the mandate of the institution. And as such, some of the things, they will actually result in, you look at William Humphrey. William Humphrey is a different case, because again, you've qualified them on DVDs that have not been capitalized. You know, you ask the question, what is then the threshold for capitalization of assets? Because a DVD will cost about how much? 80 rand to make. So I'm just, you know, those kind of things, for example, I think need to be clarified so that, you know, when we report these things to the committee, they have that kind of context. Because, I mean, I wouldn't really qualify someone who has not capitalized a DVD which is worth 80 rand. There should be a threshold. So maybe maybe that statement needs to be qualified and say that what exactly does that mean? Because at face value, one might say that they've actually flaunted the rules or something. So I think that needs some kind of qualification also. The targets achieved, I think again we'll come back as a department to report on that. We have a problem in managing these things, in performance management, because you either achieve or not achieve. Let's use the case of libraries. Libraries, we set a target of 14 libraries that we're going to build this year. We only managed to build 13. The other one is still in the process. Yes.
I'm not cutting you short, but on the department one, we are coming next week.
Yeah.
I just wonder specifically on entities, because the whole question was to say, the entities have been performing like this, but the department is there. What are the meanings? On the department one, next week you're going to respond on that one. But I'm just raising the issue specifically on the entities whereby they perform well and not. The meaning is a question that I'll also ask next week. I wanted you to clarify quickly before we move to another one. Okay.
Now, the thing is, we do monitor the institutions on a regular basis, and as I've highlighted, you know, the challenges are more. There are other issues that we need to consider as to why the institutions are not performing well. We do have quarterly reports they submit on us on a regular basis. We do site visits on institutions. In cases where they have actually have there are findings that have been raised by the AG, they do present us with plans. So I think there is mechanisms in place to make sure that we actually follow up on those issues. But for me, what I find, you know, the thing is, in monitoring these institutions, it is strange that in one year. They will be finding on one issue. They will correct some of those issues, but in the next year, it will be something else, something different. So those are the challenges that we're trying to sort of manage, and I don't think we actually have the kind of capacity to actually sit there and look at the operations or be sitting in their SEM processes and all those kind of things to make sure that they adhere to those processes and all of that. But I think those are the challenges that we still have to deal with going forward.
I think we are done on this one. Monica, do you want to answer on the department one?
Yeah.
Or no, next. I wanted the entities to tell you.
Chairperson, can I just weigh in a bit on the entities if you're...
Well, the session is closed, but it's fine. Just
thank you, Chairperson, for your indulgence. As a former CEO of an institution, the NAC moved from an advert to a qualified to an unqualified. And just as a point of correction, AG, there were no findings on performance information. But it takes a village. It takes good oversight from the department. It takes a council who is committed. It takes a management who is committed. And it's not an easy thing to do. It is something that entities can do, but it also takes time. And I understand the frustrations of the portfolio committee, I really do. But it is a context within which auditors' teams change, audit standards grow and develop. So for the entities, it's also a moving target a lot of the time because the audit environment becomes more and more sophisticated. So it's actually harder to keep a clean audit outcome than it is to actually obtain one. And so these are all of the contextual factors that CEOs deal with and councils deal with and CFOs deal with on a daily basis. And certainly the department itself has significantly upscaled its own institutional governance mechanisms, and those are achieving results. The entities are being better managed, performance management systems are in place. What is perhaps outstanding from our side is working with our problematic institutions, but as Dr. Kiesel indicated, there are processes for that. but we beg the indulgence of the Portfolio Committee on your whole to ensure that when we do the oversight over the entities, we are both doing so from a constructive and helpful perspective, but also with the view of all achieving unqualified and, in fact, clean audits, also with no matters. Thank you.
Well, Monica, I think we are done here. Is there anything that you want to say here? Because I think this was very helpful. And each time you come, Connie, we get more perfect because we thought some of the things can improve. But on what you said, Monica, my challenge is that it depends also on the commitment, because as you are saying that NAC moved from adverse to are qualified. It depends on the person how committed they are. That's what I'm saying. Why is that other institutions cannot do it? You know, that's my only challenge. That has not improved for the past 5 years. Still the same issue. Others are improving there and there. But that's what I'm saying. Even that's what I'm trying to say. Is there anything that you want to say before? Because I think your time now is over. But I hope you'll be here next week when the person comes. If you can. If you can. They're coming on. Yes.
Tuesday.
But we'll communicate with you because it becomes very important when you're here because sometimes they run away from some of the questions. So if AG is here, they know that some of the issues. Is there anything that you want to say before you? Okay. Thank you, members. I think we are done with session number one. Remember the agenda that is long today. Now we are coming to number two, the bill. And it's on the 15th. On the two. Do you want a 5-minute break, members?
Yes.
Can I just allow a 5-minute break and continue? And if the forum, we can continue the brief. Nice deal. There's fresh outside, then we can continue. Just 5 minutes. Yeah, one again, if I got transmitting, I'll have to do it in the bubble. 5 minutes.
The document is that.
Goodbye.
Yeah, no, we are done. There's a whipping glasses.
There we are, thank you.
We think
I'm